Dr. Douglas Slater said vaccination has protected the well-being of millions of Caribbean citizens for many years. He is therefore encouraging Vincentians to give the COVID-19 vaccine a chance.
A lot of the young people today don't know about vaccine preventable diseases. Why? Because vaccinations and immunizations have been successful. They have served us well. They have protected the well-being of millions of citizens of Caribbean. We ought to remember that, and we ought to give it a chance. Everything is not perfect, but the choice as I see it now is taking the risk of prevention better than cure. I'm sure you know about long COVID. We don't know enough about long COVID yet. And I can tell you already it is showing up. You know, I saw somebody the other day who had chikungunya called chikungunya. It's the same thing, you know. You know, a lot of people after chikungunya, which is a virus, end up almost crippled. It is the same risk we expose. I see some very prominent person writing that they say that only 1% of people who get sick might die, and they're willing to take that chance. Who wants to be in that 1%?
Former Minister of Health, Dr. Douglas Slater. Regionally, the Ministry of Health and Wellness in Jamaica is reporting that more than 21,000 Jamaicans were vaccinated on Tuesday as it continued its four-day special vaccination blitz across the island. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Haiti since the outbreak now stands at 20,833. Internationally, U.S. media reports say a U.S. intelligence report requested by President Biden into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic is inconclusive. Agencies are reportedly divided on whether the virus, first seen in China, was the result of a natural spillover from animal to human or was caused by a laboratory accident. Meanwhile, Pfizer's two-dose COVID-19 vaccine has received full approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, the first jab to be licensed in the nation. The vaccine had initially been given emergency use authorization. Its two jabs, 3 weeks apart, are now fully approved for those aged 16 and older. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.